December 22nd. Free from the net of time. Without meditation, there is no self-knowledge. Without self-knowledge, there is no meditation. So you must begin to know what you are. You cannot go far without beginning near, without understanding your daily process of thought, feeling, and action. In other words, thought must understand its own working, and when you see yourself in operation, you will observe that thought moves from the known to the known. You cannot think about the unknown. That which you know is not real, because what you know is only in time. To be free from the net of time is the important concern. Not to think about the unknown, because you cannot think about the unknown. The answers to your prayers are of the known. To receive the unknown, the mind itself must become the unknown. The mind is the result of the thought process, the result of time. And this thought process must come to an end. The mind cannot think of that which is eternal, timeless. Therefore, the mind must be free of time. The time process of the mind must be dissolved. Only when the mind is completely free from yesterday and is therefore not using the present as a means to the future, is it capable of receiving the eternal. Therefore, our concern in meditation is to know oneself, not only superficially, but the whole content of the inner, hidden consciousness. Without knowing all that and being free of its conditioning, you cannot possibly go beyond the mind's limits. That is why the thought process must cease. And for this cessation, there must be knowledge for oneself. Therefore, meditation is the beginning of wisdom, which is the understanding of one's own mind and heart.
This has been an excerpt from The Book of Life, Daily Meditations with Krishnamurti, published by HarperOne and read for you by Zach Valenti. For archived episodes, more information about the project, and contact information, you can visit www.focused.af. Thank you for listening, and tune in tomorrow for a new episode.